Lord Bateman was a noble lord, a noble lord of some high degree. He shipped himself all on board of a ship, some foreign country he would go see. Oh, he sailed east and he sailed west, until he came to proud Turkey, where he was bounded and put to prison, until of life he grew quite weary. All in this prison there grew a tree. Oh, there it grew so stout and strong, where he was bounded all by the middle, until his life it was almost gone. Oh, the turkey had but one only daughter, the fairest my two eyes did see. She took the keys to her father's prison, and swallowed Bateman she would set free. Oh, she took him to her father's cellar, and gave to him the best of wine. Oh, and every health that she drank unto him, I wish, Lord Bateman, that you was mine. Oh, have you houses, and have you land, and does Northumberland belong to thee? And what would you give to the fair young lady, as out of prison would set you free? Oh, I have houses and I have land, and half Northumberland belongs to me, and I'd give it all to the fair young lady, as out of prison would set me free. Oh, for 7 long years I'll make a vow, for 7 long years, and keep it strong, that if you will wed with no other woman, then I will wed with no other man. Oh, she took him to her father's harbour, and gave to him a ship of fame. Oh, fare thee well to you, Lord Bateman, I fear I never shall see you again. Now 7 long years it is past and gone, and 14 days well known to me. She packed up all of her clothing, and swallowed Bateman she would go see. Oh, when she came to Lord Bateman's castle, how boldly then she rang upon the bell. "Who's there? Who's there?" cried the bold young porter. "Oh, come to me, pray quickly tell. Oh, is this here Lord Bateman's castle? And is his lordship here within?" "Oh, yes, oh, yes," cried the proud young porter, "he's just now taking his young bride in. Oh, bid him send me a slice of bread, and a bottle of the best of wine, not forgetting the fair young lady, as did release him when in close confine. Oh, away, went this proud young porter. Away, and away went he, until he came to Lord Bateman's chamber, when he went down on his bended knee. What news, my proud young man? What news, come tell to me. Oh, there is such a fair young lady as ever my two eyes did see. Oh, she's got rings on every finger, and on one finger she has got three, with as much gay gold all about her middle as would buy half Northumberland from thee.